Welcome to Crack the China Code. I'm Rosella Pfund, the founder of Success with Tourists from China and Asia Experts Network. If you're wondering how to unlock the Chinese tourist market or the Chinese e-commerce market for your business located in Europe, you are in the right place. I can't wait to share with you behind-the-scenes secrets, latest insights I have gained after working more than a decade as China market expert. Stay tuned. Welcome to episode 11 of Brexit China Code. Chinese female consumer or their male counterpart, who is more relevant for your business in Europe? That is the topic of this new episode. You realized as a European business owner that Chinese consumers are a powerful target segment to focus on to increase your turnover massively in the upcoming years. As a business owner, you want to make the most out of your marketing spending. That is why it is important that you gather all the information before starting your marketing campaign. Therefore, you need to know who should you focus on in your marketing, Chinese female or male, to market your business in the best way. Who is the decision maker and who is more relevant in terms of spending power? Stay tuned. In this episode, I will uncover for you this relevant insight so that you are set up to start focusing your marketing on the right target segment. I want to break down for you in part one of this episode all the important facts and figures you need to know to decide which target segment is more relevant for you to focus on for your business. In part two, I want to give you insider tips so that you can start quickly to get the attention of this target segment. Let's start with part one. The relevant question here is, who is the relevant decision maker for your business and who has more spending power, Chinese men or Chinese women? Let's look at the facts. Fact one, decision maker. 70% of all the bookings are made by Chinese women, according to a research from the online travel agency Trip.com from a Chinese outbound traveler in 2019. So that means before the pandemic started. Fact 2. The spending power. Who spends more? Chinese females on average spend 14% more money on shopping and traveling per day than Chinese male consumer. You see, there is a huge difference to be aware of that Chinese female consumers spend more money than their male counterpart. And so that means that this target audience is more lucrative for your business than Chinese men. Fact 3, the potential. The market is still in the infant stage. So that means this target segment can bring your business even more turnover and the market is still growing quickly in the next upcoming years. The underlying demographics are here. The incomes rise and self-awareness grows. More Chinese women want to have a high-quality life, becoming the main driver of consumer spending in the area of traveling and shopping. The spending categories. Chinese women, they have three major preferences where they like to spend money when they travel or do shopping. First of all, first preference, luxury. 75% of Chinese women book a 4 or 5 star hotels for their vacations. Second preferences is exclusivity. Brands promising higher quality or an exclusive experience are more popular by Chinese women. Third preference, self-improvement. Fitness and beauty are also very high in demand by Chinese women. What does that now mean for your business? I would like for you to realize that right now, Chinese female consumers are traveling in Europe and spending money. They love all kind of luxury goods. So this target audience is especially interesting for high quality businesses because they also value service and are open to pay for it. Chinese female consumers are more lucrative in terms of spending and decision making than Chinese male consumers are. And most important, this target segment is available for your business. It is important that you take action now. In part 2, I give you a success formula on how to get quickly started and what is the next to do for you. I want to break down for you the success formula by mapping out for you the relevant success elements of a hotel in Bangkok, the Salil Hotel in Bangkok. This hotel is top rated by Chinese female travelers. What are the success elements of this hotel? First element, posting inspiring picture. This hotel is posting inspiring picture of the stylish atmosphere, showing that it knows the preferences of the target audience. Second, it published the inspiration on the right channels. It published pictures on the channel Little Red Book. This is a social media channel which is preferred by Chinese female travelers. Timing, knowing exactly all the travel periods and festivals when Chinese females are traveling and posting in advance to get the attention of the Chinese travelers. How can your business now take action by implementing the success formula? The success formula for your business consists of three elements. First of all, timing. Put the travel period into your calendar. The Chinese travel periods and festivals are different one than we have in the Western world. Therefore, put into your calendar Chinese travel periods and festivals so that you are not missing out on any opportunity to get their attention and the business, and start marketing to them 6 weeks before the occasion starts. Second element, preferences. Know the preference of your audience. Stylish interior, luxury atmosphere, unique service, fitness, beauty, just to mention some of the preferences of Chinese female travelers. Start creating an offering or a post about your business and show your target segment that you can 100% offer what they are looking for. To get more insights, you can download the app which I have mentioned already before, Xiao Hong Shu. You find them in your app store, Little Red Book. And this app is especially popular with Chinese female consumers, as I mentioned before. Third element, channels. Your audience use different kind of channels to get inspired. And at the moment, your business is not visible to Chinese consumer. So that means at the moment, you will be not found by Chinese female travelers. In order to make your business visible, I recommend you to download WeChat and make you a private account there and to use the payment options Alipay with a storefront. About both tools, you find further information in the former episode 7 and 8. If you are following these three steps of the success formula, you will get the attention of Chinese female consumers. You can do that, and this target audience is 100% available for your business right now. To sum it up, in the first part, you have discovered the insights about why US European tourism-related business should focus on getting the attention of Chinese female consumer. You have realized that this target segment is a more lucrative one for your business and that this target segment has a big potential in the upcoming years. In the second part, I have broken down for you how to adapt your strategy in order to get the attention of this target group. I have broken down for you the three steps of the success formula and how you, as European business, can quickly start to get the attention of the Chinese female consumers living in Europe. If you like to get my support in mapping out your marketing strategy, I offer you a one-to-one online consulting session, the Kickstart consulting session. This is a 60-minute online strategy session so that you get clarity on how you can start your success story with Chinese consumers. I'm excited to announce a new possibility how I can support you. My new 3-month support program will be out soon. This is a one-of-a-kind support program dedicated to helping you to set up your success blueprint system so that you can unlock the potential of the world top spenders as soon as possible for your business and hit those big money goals you've been dreaming about without the chaos, stress, confusion, or any overwhelm. Together, we will make sure you have the best strategy, magnetic messaging, most efficient channel, and a simple but strategic plan for getting the attention of Chinese tourists, that those big goals are finally yours. There will be just 5 spots available for an intro prize. More details about this program will come out soon. You can register already now for free to get exclusively notified 24 hours before the program will be out. You find the link in the show notes. I'm so excited for you to see the shifts possible for your business. Take action today. Just a short reminder, the total spending power of Chinese female consumers is 15 billion euro in 2022 in Europe. Make it your mission to work on your strategy to go for this amazing target segment that is available for your business. Stay tuned. Next week, more insights will follow. Thanks for listening to the Crack the China Code podcast. If you enjoyed this show, please share it with your business partner, leave us a review, and subscribe to make sure you stay in the loop for any updates.